This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. The Astros kicking ass again. Seven wins by five-plus runs. Tied for most such wins in single postseason history. Now, there's more postseason games now because of division series, wild card, division series. You know, back in the day, there was just basically you just won your league and then went to the World Series. That was back in the day. Then there was just the ALCS and the NLCS, and then now division series. So they're going to have more and more and more of these. But this division series have been around for a while. This Astros team was just kick ass. Seven five plus run wins, and I don't think we give Uncle Mike enough credit here. Dude's been raking, and oh, by the way, another two-out run. That was huge. When it was 4-1, him making it 5-1, getting Maldonado home with that fifth run was huge.
Yeah, you get out of the way of a three-run home run, when it was 4-1, to 5-1, and actually they just showed the base hit here on TV. But, Jared Caribus or whatever, who is the big Red Sox fan, who's, you know, trying to make fun of Carlos after they won two in a row. Like, what time is it? You saw the video, I'm sure. Yeah. And just kind of an annoying Red Sox fan, very loud. And, he understands how good the Astros are. He respects it. He works for Barstool Sports doing some baseball podcast. But he said yesterday, congrats to the Astros, who've now set a world record with 3,000 runs scored with two outs. I think, the Astros did it a lot. Kyle Tucker had 2 3-run homers in that series with two outs, 3-run homers. And yesterday, they did it again. This team is scoring runs with two outs, and it is impressive. They are an avalanche. I got this. I want to pick up a couple. Jeremy's going to be first up, but I want to get to a couple things we haven't gotten to. We had one tweeter said that according to the World Series broadcast, Siri has nicknamed himself El Rayo. El Rayo. Do you know what that word means? I'd never seen that word before.
Lightning bolt.
That's right. It means lightning bolt. Siri nicknamed himself that. So
I love that.
Siri is the nickname himself guy. Siri is the guy. I don't know if you saw this, but did you see when Siri was at the post at the ALCS championship and he's dancing by himself and pouring champagne on himself? Like, he's just self-celebrating. He's like, yay, no one else is going to spray me with champagne. I'll do it myself. Self-nicknamed. I mean, that guy is living his best life.
Well,
he's always going to have fun.
That guy came out of nowhere. That guy's been around everywhere.
His story. Did you know his story that he had been cut because of the 2020 season being canceled in minor leagues? He got cut by the Reds. He was with the Reds. Then he was cut by the Mariners. And then all of a sudden he kills it in the minors. He starts the season off killing it. Then he hits 4 homers and less than 50 at-bats with the Astros, the big club. And now he's just out there with his 100 tattoo on his arm and his 100 chain.
Dude.
And did you see the video I retweeted where he's sitting next to Urquidy and they're asking Urquidy questions and Urquidy's asking, you know, answering in Spanish. In the middle of Urquidy's comment while he's answering, Siri reaches over, and Urquidy's got his chains. He's got a thick rope chain and a thinner one, and it's pulled all the way back because obviously he has a, you know, Urquidy feels like he wants to, like, look more professional or whatever his thought is. He didn't want to flex a chain. So Siri, in the middle of him answering a question, reaches over to the left, pulls the chain around and down so it's hanging, pulls both of them down. Urquidy finishes answering the question. Then he pulls his T-shirt forward so that the chains go inside, and he lets go of it and keeps answering questions. And Siri's got the most disappointed look on his face, like, bro, this
Don't
is who
hide
you
him.
Are.
Don't
Please,
hide them.
Drip it. Let it all drip. Why are you hiding your chains? Look at you, sellout.
And Siri putting rings on Altuve, so he's got more drip.
I mean,
they must love Siri. That kid brings an exuberance. Well, but you can't blame him. He was on like four over the last 5 years. He's been on four or five or six different.
Carpet ride. There's no guarantee this will ever last for Siri. This may be a flash in the pan, and Jake Meyers is your full-time center fielder for the next 10 years. So you're on a magic carpet ride, man. Live it up.
Siri's so disappointed. I'm looking at it.
Are you looking at it? How disappointed
he's so
he is.
Disappointed.
He's like, oh my god, how do you have sweet chains like that
off.
and not flex your chains?
You struck out seven. Show it off.
Pull your chains out and
can you imagine
hang.
if Siri would be Jose Lima on the mound?
100%.
Yes. He would be he'd strike somebody out. He'd
Slide
start
step.
Doing a merengue. He would be so awesome to watch on. I hope what kind of arm does he have? Let's see if he can pitch, because I would love to see that. All right, let's get Jeremy in here. What's up, Jeremy?
Good morning, guys. So I'm driving down Pearland Parkway, and I see all these people running in this beautiful weather, and I want to puke because I'm so hungover from last night's win. You know? But I want to tell you one thing. The Texans, they're dead to me. They're like Uncle Junior and the Sopranos. They're dead to me. I don't want to hear anything more about the Texans. But all these guys that are talking about moving Bregman, do they not realize that we have not murderers row, we have death row? Somebody's going to pick up somebody else. Uncle Mike came up big last night. Maldonado got a hit last night. Surrey got a hit last night. We will win the World Series if Bregman does not get another hit. We will win. But we need his defense.
listen. We can't. You want Surrey's defense? Is that what he said?
Yeah, I mean... I like
there's no way I'm taking
Siri gets a little confused sometimes on fly balls. I don't need
No. If you got defense, you put Chaz McCormick out there.
Right.
There's no reason for Siri to be in center field in Atlanta. Zero chance. Zero reason. Because you're taking Alvarez out of the lineup, or are you taking Brantley out of the lineup? Sorry. There's zero chance. If you're gonna go with defense, you got to have Chaz McCormick out there. And you cannot possibly. And listen, when we had Chris Rose on, managers like Dusty has played this lineup four times this year, and there haven't been that many road games, road National League games. So four times they had that lineup with Tucker in center, Alvarez in left and Brantley in right, and then four times they had some other lineup, and then one time something else. So this is not like, oh no, this is crazy, you can't do it. No, this is what you do. This is what you have to do. Which one would you take out of the lineup right now, Yordan or Brantley?
No, I mean, if you had to, you would take Brantley. I mean, Yordan's not coming out of the lineup. I guess you take Brantley
Brantley's
out.
Brantley's your best hitter
right now. No, you can't do that either. I guess move Brantley to third and Bregman comes out.
No.
I got fans. I think it's a mad game. No, that's a joke. But no, what's not a joke, actually, Jeremy just mentioned, it's not murderer's row, it's death row.
Death row.
And that's actually interesting because yesterday James Click, and I don't know if this is tampering. I'll be honest with you. As long as you don't say a player's name, it's not tampering. But James Click yesterday was interviewed by national media, and they asked him from a free agency standpoint, you know, like, well, we know that you've got a very, You got to figure out what you're going to do with Carlos Correa. Are the Astros going to be active in free agency? And here's what Astros general manager James Click had to say.
I'd like to say, any artist out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star and don't want to have to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the videos, all on the record, dancing, coming death row.
Yeah, and that caused a lot of stir.
That didn't sound like
East, especially with some of the East Coast baseball teams.
It didn't really sound like Click to me, but
well, we don't hear Click a lot, and that's what he sounds like after a win. And James Click had his winning sound, and he's executive producer, meaning, you know, it meaning manager. You don't want your manager trying to dance with you out there, and do, you know, because you see sometimes managers dancing and college football coaches dancing in the. After a game's over and they try to put, he said, listen, if you don't want to do that, come to death row. And so that's what the Astros nickname of their lineup is, Death Row. And James Click is just playing on that. It's Death Row. If you want to come over as a free agent, come to Death Row.
That's it.
I liked it. I like that James Click didn't mention a name either. I don't know who he's talking to specifically. And I don't want you East Coast baseball teams to get your nose bent out of shape. But come to Death Row and be part of Altuve and Brantley and Bregman and Yordan and somebody in the five hole, probably Tucker and Yuli, okay? Machete, Jake the Rake. Come to Death Row.
Boy, if Carlos walks, which, by the way, Carlos was talking about too yesterday. Carlos talked about going to a team that he likes their plan and all this stuff.
Should Click.
Why are you talking about this stuff? Don't ask Carlos about that right now. Carlos is busy, okay? Carlos is busy getting hits, big hits in the World Series. I don't need to know what team, kind of team he wants to go to, okay? What kind of organization how they're going to be and all that crap. We don't need that right now out of Carlos. What we need, Carlos, is concentrating on coming up with big hits for us. That's what we need. That's what we need for him. but it's going to be interesting if it's going to be Pedro León, if it's going to be Peña.
Come to Death Row.
If they're going to go out and get somebody, a Corey Seager or whatever. I don't know. We'll see, but it'll be. But that's for another time.
Come to Death Row.
Come. It'll be interesting.
Come to Death Row. That's if right. Y'all really want to be about it, come to Death Row.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Death Row.
That just didn't sound like Click to me for some
reason.
It
does sound like Click. You haven't heard him after wins. He gets a little more loose.
Come to Death Row.
See? And that's not, and you can say that as long as you don't name a player, you're not tampering. He's not tampering. So listen, if you guys want to stay with baseball teams that talk a good game and have social media, but then get eliminated in a one game playoff, if you want to try to sit with your on the West Coast with the Dodgers and get eliminated and not even make it to a game seven. If you want to get away from that kind of stuff, come to Death Row. Come to Death Row. That's what you need to do. So, if you want to sit there and have a division lead for about 15 days out of the year, like the Oakland A's, if you want to do that, or if you're tired of doing that, come to Death Row. If you want a manager who has been kicked out for sign stealing and then a fan base that gets all lippy after a 2-1 lead and then gets their asses destroyed over the next several games, including Luis Garcia, and he just owns you an entire game, and Kyle Tucker hits 2-run home runs on you, if you want to be part of that, come to Death Row. Come to Death Row. And that's what Craig DeSurf always says about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Craig DeSurf is the Suge Knight of car salesmen, at least in Angleton. And he wants to make you a great deal. And he wants you to come over and be part of that as well. He's a little friendlier. He's less aggressive than Suge, but he is going to make sure that you are taken care of. And he makes sure his staff takes care of you. Everything, and I'm talking about everything, revolves around your happiness, from the price of the vehicle to getting you all the purchase cash allowances that they can possibly get you, to the trade-in value on the vehicle. These are all going to make you happy. And you're going to be more likely to buy a second vehicle or have friends come over to get vehicles from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Correa, Altuve, Joe Smith, Brooke Amane. There's been so many different Astros who have come through and purchased vehicles or leases from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And you're somebody who would benefit too. And great vehicles at great prices. But really, I think it's the sales staff who simply answers your questions. They let you handle the car buying experience. They put no pressure on you. The service staff is rated number one year after year after year. Everything about that company speaks to the fact that you can purchase that vehicle with understanding that you're going to get the best deal and the best service every single time out. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Time to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code 975. Bet975. So you're looking for a great way to play and win and get paid. This is the football season. It's baseball. Obviously, you want to bet on your Astros. If you lost in game one, you make it back in game two. Everything is fine. Perfect. Okay. Now, going to Atlanta. How are you going to bet that? That's all right. You got that. You got all that. You love football. You love your college teams. You love your pro team. You can't love your pro team, but you want to bet on these, or you want to bet against them. That's the best way to go about it, as far as your pro team goes. So you want to make easy money, and they have been easy money this year. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and you can bet against your team. While you're watching your team be miserable and horrible and horrific, the organization is terrible, you can make money off it. That's right. So, but you got to have a place to go. And mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. And right now, when you up to $1,000, they will double that. So you got that much more to play with. All you got to do is go to mybookie, BET975. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You win, you play, you win, you get paid. Mybookie.ag.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
For me, the stats in playoffs don't matter as long as you're winning, because you can be 0-for-20, but what about if you get the big hit? So that's what playoff is about.
That's Jose Altuve. Big night last night. You know, and when he's... I know Bregman's not hitting. Carlos hadn't been hitting. Tucker's a hero. You know, Jordan isn't. Jordan's all of a sudden, after being the hottest hitter in the world, just like Eddie Rosario. Oh, my God, Eddie Rosario is not Babe Ruth. He's not going to hit like that all the time. And Jordan's going to come back down to earth. Brantley sucked, and now look at Brantley, the greatest hitter in the history of the game.
These are tiny samples, but you know, we also get caught up in very small sample sizes. Jose Altuve, he's only got two hits in his last 10 at-bats. Like, this is, relatively speaking for baseball, these are tiny sample sizes. These are like not microclimates, but not even micro seasons, but micro samples of games. We as a society of sports fans and media, everything is about, over the last 16 at bats, I'm using Brantley as an example. Let's just say Michael Brantley has one hit over his last 15 at bats. Like, that's four games. That's just four games. So we know that at any point he could get on a tear for the next five games. You know,
but these games are so important. That's why.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's because they're so important. But you can't The one thing we've learned about this lineup is these are talented hitters. So hyper-focusing on a small sample size hitless run is really dumb because they can make you look stupid very, very quickly. Or make you look overreactionary, I guess, very, very quickly. Jose Altuve, a great example. George Springer, horrific game one, World Series MVP.
Right.
In 2017, that's how quick it can happen with these hitters.
Yeah. Right. And
is Jordan even getting pitches to hit? Like, he doesn't see many pitches to hit.
But he's still chasing that low pitch. He's going to do that probably his whole career. I mean, I'm gonna tell Jordan how to hit. But that's his Achilles, is that slow break, that sinker, and just out of the zone. He just loves that. Because I think when he gets a hold of one, he just crushes it. You know, he golfs it, not golfs, but at the uppercut. I think he loves that pitch because he knows he can hit that a mile. But it is definitely something that he's going to have to work on because he chases a lot of the low balls out of the zone.
I mean,
if he could overcome that, holy crap.
And Jordan's fine. In his last two games, he's 1-for-5 and scored 2 runs. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's been on base, what? Yeah. 4 times or 3 times, been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 walks and hit by a pitch. He's been on base 3 times. He scored 2 runs. He's got a hit in
four. That's 4 times,
including a triple, which is like a 407-foot triple. It was just a 400-foot hit ball was not a home run. And then if you want to go to games before that, oh, looky here, you know, 4 hits, 3 hits, 2 hits. I mean, if we want to look at over his last 5 games, Yordan Alvarez is killing it. 2 games, he's 1-for-5, and they won't throw to him. That's fine. He's fine.
Yeah. Because he gets on, too.
Yeah, and he's when he gets on, things are happening.
He's got a great eye. There's one little minor glitch in his repertoire.
What
is
it?
Arsenal, and it's that chasing that low pitch.
Yeah, I mean, but the heat zone, but, you know, one thing that the broadcast has shown you is that the heat zone says, you better be careful throwing him low because that's also where he annihilates the ball. The cold zone is in the upper,
up
and in on him is where you have to throw him to try to get him out.
What about Yuli's hot zone? Everything up.
Everything except down and outside. Can you believe all those hits that he has up in his zone?
Yeah. He loves a ball up there. He just drives it. He loves that. I love this team. You like this team more? Or 17 more?
17, only because
I love all my kids. This seems like a feistier team. I don't know, man.
17 was coming out of nowhere. I mean, what they did against the Yankees.
It's Justin Verlander.
No, they still came out of – when I say came out of nowhere, I mean, they were not good at all in August. You got Verlander. That was great. Remember, 17 – we're coming back from the flood. People are watching World Series who aren't even in their homes. We had the massive flood in August, and you're playing 2 months later, you're playing meaningful baseball in October, and you're going and winning at headline locations like Fenway and Yankee Stadium. And you weren't really winning at Yankee Stadium, but you're playing there. But you're beating the Yankees, and you're winning against Boston in Boston, and then you're playing the Dodgers. I mean, you're playing – The three headline organizations in baseball history, Dodgers, Yankees, and Red Sox, after a hurricane hit that crushed the city and caused so much displacement and heartache, and we had never won a baseball World Series. It was pretty special. That was pretty special. That was a pretty special feeling. This year's really great, too.
I know. That was my favorite team, but this one I think is surpassing it. Because you don't have – look at – you lost your ace. You don't have Justin – you didn't get Justin Verlander, who was a month, you know, with you for a month, and all of a sudden now you're winning the World Series. This team is – this rotation, Garcia and Urquidy and a broken down Greinke, and are you – this is unbelievable what these guys are doing.
Well, but you're saying that
mashing,
two games in, they could also be the death knell of the team. Let's wait and see how it plays out. I mean,
no. But if they, if this,
what's been great about Greinke?
They're coming through, Lance. This team is coming through. It's
that's
the team
fine, but you're like, that's not a good thing that you're cheering for. And this Greinke who can't get anyone out, that's not good. Gross.
No, it's like they're limping home. It's like the guy with the fiddle, and they're all limping in, and they got the bandage across their eyes, and they're, you know.
Did you say a guy with a fiddle?
Yeah, you know, the march, the three soldiers that are marching, and the drummer, and they're limping
home.
Oh,
I didn't. I thought you were maybe doing a Charlie Daniels band thing.
No,
I wasn't
no,
sure.
No.
Devil
no,
went down no. to Georgia.
Oh, no, not that
wait
one.
Wait a minute.
No.
The devil did go down to Georgia.
Yeah,
Atlanta.
I can't.
He
think
was
of
looking
a song.
For a soul to steal.
No, not that. No,
who
that's
did
not
he?
It.
Oh, Jock Peterson.
He was in a bind.
Yeah, he was way
he was
behind. He was willing to make a deal.
Way
who
behind.
Did the devil? Did the devil make a deal with Rosario? Is that who was Charlie Daniels' band really just referencing and foreshadowing Rosario's run? Was it Jock Peterson wearing those pearls? And I don't
he
care.
He was looking for some pearls to steal.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say it now. Jock Peterson, he's a giant douchebag, punchable face. I get all that. Hated him with the Dodgers. He's the worst. With that said, I laughed so hard when I saw when somebody said, "Why do you wear pearls?" He said, "Because I'm a bad bitch. That's why." I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen when he said that. I was like, "All right, hat tip to Jock Peterson because that's a pretty strong line." And now,
yeah,
Dodgers,
the drum,
and now
the
Braves
flute,
fans
the flag,
are all wearing
those guys. That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, Braves fans are wearing pearls. I'm like, "All right, that's clever. That's good." I mean, he did have one of the worst games I've ever seen yesterday. He was absolutely terrible.
Oh, and he was pissed at that ump. Thank God. 2017, and it ain't close. Springer, red ass Bregman, agree 100% with LZ. I don't know. Chase says, 2017, Astros, babyface wrestler. 2021, heel wrestler.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
Two totally different types of teams. One was Hulk Hogan, and then one was NWO Hulk Hogan. So take that for what it's worth, with a bad fake scruff. 8:30 here on the bench. We come back. We will get to your phone call, 713-780-3776, or we won't because Pat Forty will join us.
No, we're getting – oh, we got Pat Forty coming up next. Yeah, we got to hurry. Pat and then Forty, Dana Holgorsen after that.
One quick segment, and then and then we'll be done and back to the Astros. Simple
and
seats.
And then Dana. No, and then Dana. And we got in the biggest game that they've had in quite some time. At TDECU. So, we're going to take a little break from our Astros, but we'll be back at the top of the hour talking Astros baseball. Right now, I'm talking about Patrick Chastain and the Chastains, who do support the Cougs. Listen, support them. They love their Cougs. And if you're somebody that is, if you're a Coug, you want to be with Cougs, okay. If you're not a Coug, that's okay too, because you know what? You're going to be with the Chastains because you're going to be part of the family. I'm not a Coug. I've never been a Coug, but I do love being in the Chastain family because I got my car, and you're going to get your car at the best price you could possibly get it with everything that you want, not what they want to give you, with what you want. You pick the package. And right now, the way that it's working in the car industry, you get to customize that Ford car or truck exactly as you want it. Nothing extra on there that's going to cost you. So it's going to be at the perfect price for you. And the first thing that they're going to ask you is, what do your payments have to be at? And that's what they're going to do. And right now, you got $1,000 off F-150s, and you're also got 0% financing for 72 months on select F-150s. So this is a time that is awesome, that you're going to get the car exactly that you like, that you want at Chastain Ford. You can do it all from home. They'll come to you at your home. That's how they do business. They cannot be better at service at Chastain Ford. It's at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, Simple Seats, take a little sip of my coffee. Simple Seats make you go to the coffee because you're out all night at an Astros World Series game. And you got to wake up in the morning and get your business done. And that's what Simple Seats can do for you. To be fair, I didn't go to yesterday's game. I went to game one, used Simple Seats to do it. You can do the same thing. SimpleSeats.com. This is a Houston-based company. They have local events, local sporting events that they deal with. Right now, what you need to know about is Astros. And what you need to know about is the World Series. When it comes back home, if it comes back home, you can be in the stadium. They have no fees, at all. Never a fee with Simple Seats. And that's where the other companies really, they try to give you what would look like, appear to be a lower ticket price, and then the fees crush you once it's in your checkout cart. And then you say, well, I guess I'll just get it anyway. Man, I can't believe they got me. At Simple Seats, they don't want to get you. They say, look, this is how much it's going to cost. You'll pay taxes on it, and that's it. No fees. No transfer fees. No, you know, no fees for convenience. Nothing stupid like that. They're just out there giving you the best deals possible, and they make it very, very easy with a simple checkout. This is your new spot for local sporting events. Make sure that you go to SimpleSeats.com. The best seats at the best prices. It's SimpleSeats.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, our visit with Pat Forte each week is presented by the 48th Annual Rotary Lombardi Awards. You have that every year here. Give it to the best lineman or linebacker in the country. So we will keep an eye on that for you. Pat Forte joining us once again. Pat, I did something that no one else has ever done. I watched an entire Kansas game last weekend. So is Oklahoma, I thought that they were world beaters up until that game. Are they contenders or pretenders?
I've never thought they were world beaters, I have to say, this year. So I lean much more towards pretenders, and I think the latter end of the season should probably bear that out when they play Baylor, Iowa State, and Oklahoma State in succession. But if it doesn't and people want to put them in the playoff at 12-0, 13-0, it'll bear out then. I just don't think that team's that good. It's not as good offensively as a great Oklahoma team, a vintage Lincoln Riley team, and it's not very good defensively. I thought while that was an extreme example, I certainly didn't expect Kansas of all people to be leading Oklahoma 10-0 at halftime, but I think that we saw who Oklahoma is for a lot of that game.
How about Tulane? Did you expect Tulane to give them all that they wanted? Did you expect Texas to be walloping them Oklahoma has told you who they are, and it's definitely not one of the three best teams in the nation, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've been rated on reputation all along. I thought, I can understand the preseason rating, but as soon as I saw them give up 35 to Tulane and nearly lose that game, with Tulane in possession of the ball at the end, driving to try to win, I certainly downgraded them from that point on, and I haven't seen any reason to upgrade them since then. I mean, they barely beat Nebraska. Nebraska's not good. You mentioned, obviously, the Texas game where they were losing by three touchdowns early and kind of pulled that one out. Obviously, the Kansas game, I haven't seen them play an impressive game yet except maybe TCU.
Is Michigan a pretender or a contender?
I would say this. I think they're a top 10 team. I don't think they're the best team in the Big Ten. I think there's eventually an Ohio State silver bullet waiting for them at the end of the season. But, I think they're good enough to beat Michigan State this weekend. I'll be there for that game. I'm looking forward to that. But I don't look at them and say, they could end up, they could be 11-0 going with Ohio State coming there. And I hope so, because that'll be a lot of fun. But I still don't see them winning the Big Ten. And if they get in the playoff, I don't see them winning the playoff.
I mean, 2-7-0, it's got to be the first time in a long, 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 long time that Michigan and Michigan State have squared off, past the midpoint of the season, and they're both undefeated. I don't think that's probably happened, but speaks to the job that Michigan State has done. It can look a little grimy at times with Michigan State, but I think they're just fine with that. And I would not write them off in this matchup against Michigan, because Michigan State they've been pretty salty for most of the year.
Yeah, they have. They've had two close games. They were in a tussle against Indiana and a tussle against Nebraska. The other games they've rolled. They beat Miami handily. They beat Northwestern handily. It's funny. It's a little different Michigan State team than usual because they're more explosive offensively. They got the nation's leading rusher in Kenneth Walker. He's averaging like 6.5 yards a carry. They've been able to throw the ball downfield some. Now, not as much lately, but they were one of the nation's leaders in explosive plays a couple of weeks ago. That, again, that's tailed off a little bit, but still, they're a pretty fun team to watch. And I agree. I mean, look, Michigan's defense has been extremely good. The thing that I think they, if Peyton Thorne's going to drop back and need to wait for a few seconds to get the ball downfield, Aiden Hutchinson and the Michigan pass rush could probably eat him alive. That's, I think, the problem for them. So they're going to have to, whichever team runs the ball best wins like 45 out of the last 50 times in this rivalry, and I think that'll be the case this time too.
I think Mel Tucker to LSU is, I think that would be a good fit. What do you think?
It could. He's a great recruiter. You know, I think he has a personality that's not necessarily suited to, you know, winning the press conference and you know, glad handing the boosters and all that sort of thing, but it's very effective with players, and I think that he's proven himself in a hurry there. I think he would have a chance if he stays, or certainly if he ends up on the LSU wish list. I think he'd be a viable name there, and it's interesting how that list could be fluctuating given what's happening with James Franklin at Penn State. He could go from like demanding $10 million a year from somebody a couple of weeks ago to now being on the hot seat at Penn State.
You know,
yeah,
I think that's interesting to see. You know, there's a story that came out. I guess it became a story. It's really a non-story to me, where people ask Mike Tomlin about potentially leaving Pittsburgh and going to be a head coach at USC or in the college ranks. But, you know, the thing that I want to point out here, Pat, is because of the money, because of guys like Nick Saban, now Jimbo Fisher, and some of the other deals that have been out there over the last 5 years, a lot of coaches will tell you, you know, it depends on your personality and what it is that drives you from a coaching standpoint, and sometimes how you operate as a head coach. But the college game is not considered that those jobs a lot of times are considered jobs you want to have, even more so than NFL jobs nowadays, where you, more and more we're seeing guys get 2 years and they may be gone. Sometimes a 1 year, like we saw in Arizona before Cliff Kingsbury. So I wanted you to speak to the fact that money has really altered the perception of maybe NFL coaches willing to come to college now.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's a ton of money out there, that's for sure. I'm not 100% sure there's that much more patience in the college game than in the NFL game. There's probably a little bit more, but when you look at, like, Matt Wells getting whacked at Texas Tech after 30 games, and he's got a 5-3 record this year, and they won't even give him a chance to win the big games on the schedule this year. You know, they don't let him even play against Oklahoma or Oklahoma State or Texas. I mean, that tells you that there's certainly a diminishing patience, I think, at the college level as well. But yeah, you know, I mean, I mean, it's, boy, they're both hard jobs. It's kind of like, which grind do you prefer? You know, I think that you sometimes literally live at the facility in the NFL. In college, though, you spend the entire off season, you know, chasing 16 and 17 year olds, trying to get them to come to your school. So I think there's elements of both that may be a little bit, you know, harder, depending which side you look at it from. But it's, these are very, very highly compensated people these days, so that's for sure.
Yeah. Quickly, Pat, we're up against it. We got Dana Holgorsen up next right here. What did you think of Bielema throwing his team under the bus and then them coming and winning that football game last week?
Yeah, that was wild. And I've seen some coaches early in their tenure do that, you know, like, well, we need new players, that sort of thing. And I never thought that was a good strategy or goes well, but it is so wild that they came out and played that well. Maybe it's certainly a credit to Illinois and to the players, and maybe they wanted that challenge or needed the challenge. But on the other hand, it's also a condemnation of Penn State and where they were, which is, I thought, was in complete disarray offensively. But, It's a risky strategy for sure if you want to still, you know, keep the locker room for that first year. But, you know, it paid off for 1 week. We'll see how it goes from there.
Pat Forte, brought to you by the Lombardi Rotary Awards right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pat, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Time to talk a little Texas Custom Patios and then Dana Holgerson joins us here. Don't go anywhere.
Texas Custom Patios is the patio. That's the company that built patio where I watched the entire game from last night. I mean, how could I not? The weather was perfect. Made a little bourbon cocktail last night. Sat outside, watched that, had my steak. I mean, it was literally watched our team roll in the series. It was literally the perfect evening. And a lot of times you can have perfect evenings and it doesn't even have to revolve around sporting event or a steak or a drink or whatever. It's just a chance to sit outside and enjoy your outdoor living space. You add to the value of your home, the value of your home when you have the outdoor living space, or maybe it's an outdoor kitchen inside the living space. Maybe you want to add a fireplace. You want to dress it up as much as you want. They've got audiovisual guys who will come out, install these the TVs for you with the swivel arm so that you can get the angle that you want. Install the the sound system into the gabled roof so you have all this space, and they put the fans in there so that you have an ability to cool the space off even better than if you didn't, obviously. But the main thing is Texas Custom Patios wants to build something that is your own personal oasis. And I can tell you right now, the ability to get away and get outside of it all and just go hang out outside is beautiful. It's so great. My friends love the space and love to come over. And, you know, when it comes time to sell the home, I know that it's going to be a big differentiator because people are going to want to have that patio. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
All right, time to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking to sell your car, there's only one place to do it, and that's with John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com. The best, the most you're going to get for your car. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know why you would sell your car to someone for less, unless you're trying to give it away. You know, cars for kids, okay, I get that. Or if, you know, you got to sell it to a relative or whatever, then maybe you'll take less. But if you're just selling your car, why not get the most for it? It's just a car. And, well, I want to do it through the dealership because then the tax, or John Clay Wolf can do it through the dealership. He does that. Okay, so he can do it through the dealership so that you get all the tax implications. You don't have to pay on the new car and all this. You can get that job done. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. It can't be easier, and it can't be better. If you're looking for the best place to sell your car, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, time to bring in the coach, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, HR&P, and Chastang Ford. They all want to be part of this, and of this 6-1 team right now. And, oh, my goodness, Dana. Dana's joining us here. 5.5-hour delay. Now, you guys have seen so many things over these last couple of years. At 5.5 hours should have been nothing for you the way that the last season went. But what do you do for 5.5 hours to keep your team still knowing that, hey, we got to play a football game here today?
Yeah, it's pretty challenging. You know, I've been a part of four of these now. And they always end up sloppy. I tell you, the worst thing that can happen is you go out there and you play, and then they blow it. You got to go into the locker room, and then you go back out and you play a little bit more, and they blow it, and you go back into the locker room. Luckily, that didn't happen. You know, warm-ups are all kind of for show anyway. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but you're not really getting a whole lot accomplished out there in warm-ups. So when we went in after the warm-ups, I was about to blow them up, and you know, the ops guys were looking at me saying, just don't look good. You know, so I was a little late getting into the main locker room to call the guys up. And as soon as I did, everybody's getting all cranked up, ready to go. And I had to blow the whistle and say, calm down, we're not going anywhere. Get comfortable. This is going to be a little while. And they're all griping. You know, they're saying, let's go to the indoor and play. Ha, 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 whatever. And I'm like, well, just get comfortable because it could be a while. And sure enough, 5.5 hours later, we get out there and play. It was getting to a point where they had to make a decision. They had, you know, East Carolina had to get back home, obviously, at some point. And it was decision time. The storm moved east on us. So then we went out and we played. So what do? You do nothing. You can't prepare anything more. You can't sit there and talk football. You sit there and you watch football. I'd hate for that to happen like on a Tuesday when there's no games on. So we just sat there and watched football for 5 hours and said we could go play. We're excited about going out and playing.
And, well, you jumped out. I thought after the field goal, Dana, nothing went. After the missed field goal, nothing went right. But after having a hard time running the ball all game, to come up with that run in overtime was just that was awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. Our the 10 people without the ball, their bodies moved a little different that one overtime snap than they did the whole second quarter. And like I said, I don't know why. I mean, it was a shortened halftime. You know, we're in there for about 5 minutes and we came out. It was sloppy in the second half. Give East Carolina credit. I think they'll win the rest of their games. They're scrappy and well coached and get a win. I mean, there is an opponent involved here as well. Played a really good first half. We're up 24-10. You can say we coasted in the second half. You can say we didn't compete. You can say it was sloppy. You can say all that stuff, and all that stuff's true. At the end of the day, on a very challenging day, we got out of there with a win. I think our atmosphere was about to be really good. It was as lively around the stadium as I've seen it since I've been here. You know, we had 100 recruits on campus. That day was about to start. It was about to be really, really, really good. You know, and then our team goes out there and, you know, obviously 5.5, really at that point is 8 hours later. And it's worse than COVID. There's like nobody there, which I don't blame. I don't blame people. I appreciate the people that did stay. But hopefully that lively atmosphere is going to take part on Saturday night. What's done is done. We're 6-1. We got the win. We're 4-0 in the conference. And we got a huge game Saturday night. So hopefully all those people that didn't get to see that were ready to support the Cougars, well, they'll be there Saturday at 3:30 for the walk and then for the great atmosphere. It's going to be great weather and great two quality teams. It's going to be a lot of fun.
75 degrees is the high. The low is 54 for the day. 0% chance of rain and sunny. I mean, it's going to be perfect weather to be outdoors, watching the outdoor football and checking out a team who's taking on another talented team. I mean, this is really, Dana, a chance for you guys to make a statement. Someone asked me, does U of H get in the top? You know, do they get in the top 25 if they win this game? Absolutely. I'd be surprised if you weren't in the top 25. And I know ultimately that stuff doesn't really mean a whole lot necessarily, but it does show where you've come from early in the season to where you are now. If you can beat a team like SMU, who does have some good talent, I mean, this is going to be a really good matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, we're pretty fired up about it. You know, that there's, you know, this is our rival. You know, so it's Dallas versus Houston. You know, it's SMU versus the University of Houston. It's that we've played 35 times. It goes way back. You know, both of us, honestly, I mean, we've had similar paths here. The only difference is we didn't compete very hard in the second half against Texas Tech. They did. They beat us. SMU stepped up and beat TCU in the second half. And then the rest of it's been about the same. So, you know, that's what they got on us. They're deserving of a top 20 ranking. We're not. We have an opportunity to fix that. You know, so we're really excited about this game Saturday night. I think we match up pretty well against them. You know, it's a pretty evenly matched game. We got some good players. They got some good players, and it should be a lot of fun. If we want to be mentioned in that top 25 conversation, we got to win this game. This is a game we got to win. This is the most important one that we've had since I've been here. We're excited about playing it. Two quality teams. This thing always goes back and forth, and it doesn't really matter what the records are. It just so happens to be two undefeated conference teams, and it makes it that much more exciting and that much more fun. I think our fan base should get excited about this. We got a good team. They got a good team. Let's go tee it up and play Saturday at 6.
Why are they good? What's Sonny doing there, Dana?
Their skill on offense is outstanding. They got they got three or four receivers and a couple of running backs that are really good players that are coming into their own. They're older. They've been there for a couple of years. You know, Mordecai, the quarterback from Oklahoma, the transfer. He's coming into his own right now, and they're playing well. So they got experience on the O line. They got really good skill. They got two or three receivers that are NFL receivers, which is going to be fun because our strength—that's what our strength is on the other side. You know, our defense is playing well. We're obviously pressuring the quarterback really well. We're able to cover people with our cover guys. I think we match up with them really good. But they're the most challenging. Obviously, the most challenging offense, the most challenging team that we've played so far. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
What they don't have is Marcus Jones. Another return for Dana. Can you, as a coach, it just seems like it's so deflating for the other team, and what it's like to have a guy like that can change a game like that.
Yeah, it gives the other teams anxiety. Because you got to kick the thing. So where do you kick it is kind of the question. So people are trying to spray it. They're trying to kick away from us, trying to kick away from him. That's why our field position has been so good. I know what it feels like because SMU is one of the top return teams in the country. They've returned two or three kicks for touchdowns. One of their guys, this massive kid from KD, is averaging around 52 yards a kick return, and he's returned like eight or whatever it is. So they got guys. The Bentley kid can return kicks. They're in the same boat. So it's going to be an interesting matchup from a special teams perspective as well. Hopefully Marcus gets an opportunity to be Marcus. I made him defensive player of the week last week, even though Donnie Mouton was the conference player of the week. I made Marcus our defensive player of the week, just because a little reminder that he could play defense pretty well, in addition to being one of the best return guys that I've ever seen.
Well, he had a tackle to leave him short of first down in the open field that he was able to hold on. Otherwise, that dude's gone. So you're right. He's something special, man. That dude can really play football. Well, we're looking forward to it. I said this is the biggest game of TDECU since Lamar Jackson came here. And they took care of that business that night. It's time to take care of that SMU business on Saturday night. That's going to be fun. Dana Holgorsen with us here every Thursday, brought to you by Damaris, brought to you by HRMP, and brought to you by Chastain Ford. We're looking forward to it, Dana, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a big night Saturday.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's just a reminder. It's a blackout Halloween night, you know, so everybody's coming, get there early and wear black. It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, blackout. And, by the way, they're having a flash sale coming up at 10 o'clock, just $10 tickets. You got the four-pack deal with hot dogs and sodas and chips for $60. But you also got a flash sale coming up at 10 o'clock for $10 tickets. So this is the most affordable, really good, fun thing that you can take your family to on Halloween night. Perfect. So get on out there and wear black, too, all you Coug fans. Time to talk right now about McGrath Pest Control. You know what? They're awesome people. You know why? Because they kill bugs. Scott McGrath is awesome at this. I mean, he really is an axe murderer. He's a serial bug killer. That's what he does. He's got a mosquito murdering system. We put it in our backyard, and it's awesome. I had a buddy. We were over at his house. He said, yeah, the mosquitoes were so bad the girls couldn't swim. Don't have that. Have the mosquito murdering system where you never have to worry about. You can sit outside and have dinner out there. You can have the kids out there, and they're not going to get destroyed by the mosquitoes. Look, if you're looking for the best way to do that, you're looking for the best way to kill the roaches and the fleas and the spiders and the bed bugs. If you have bed bugs, you're gross. So you need to get rid of those. What you need is McGrath Pest Control. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. Since we've had our houses, we've always had McGrath there. They're the best. McGrathPestControl.com, 281-469-8240.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.